Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Adonai knew that the congregation of Jews that Moses was leading through their trials and tribulations would, after Moses' departure, rebel again against the Lord and turn their backs on him again. So the Lord said to Moses, "There's one more thing I want you to do for me before I take you up to heaven. I want you to write a song, and I want you to teach it to the people so that when they go through times of tribulation and difficulty, they will turn back to me." There are many places in the Bible that the words sound like beautiful poetry. Hazanu is one of those places. Just listen to this. "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he." It's very nice to hear, and it helps us remember the words. I don't know if Moses was a great singer or not. I don't know if he was any kind of singer at all. I don't know if he had a good voice or not. Did he sound strange to the people? We don't know. But we do know that God's song, Hazanu, made an impression on the Israelites before they went into their home, Israel. This song is one of only two songs in the Torah that was attributed to Moses. The other is in Exodus 15. That song was named the Song of the Sea, and it is a song of praise to the Lord. Hazanu is more of a witness against the Israelis, and its intent was, and I believe is, to teach the people about the consequences of defying Adonai, to let everyone know how serious Moses was about this, was the fact that he began the song by calling on heaven and earth to listen to his warnings. He proclaims the rock, as he proclaims the Lord is the rock. His work is perfect. He is the God of truth. He is just and he is right. Moses points out the vast difference between actions of the Israelites and the Lord's faithfulness. Moses sings on, calling the people perverse and crooked, plus foolish. Sounds kind of harsh, doesn't it? Moses was not fooling around. He was, with God's help, trying to beat into the people's heads who Adonai is and why they would be going through more tribulation. More important, he was singing about what to do about their troubles and tribulations that were coming. Hazanu also tells us that in the end, he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will also render vengeance to the enemies of the Jews. Oh, Lord, I sure wouldn't want to be one of those who tormented and tortured the Jews during the Holocaust at the reckoning. Adonai shows that he is our father. Only a father could put up with so much disobedience, foolishness, nonsense, and stubbornness. He hands out warnings and he hands out punishments to us as needed, and then he fights to protect us savagely against evil. That's what a father does. The Israelites are God's chosen people. That doesn't mean we're so wonderful or better than others. It doesn't mean we get away with sin any more than other people. It means God has taken the time and the effort to try and teach us the right way, the way to live our lives. And he teaches that to us through his holy word. Amen. This parashah ends with God telling Moses to climb up Mount Nebo. Moses didn't get to enter the promised land. He had done a good job. Not perfect, but he did a good job leading, teaching, and putting up with the chosen people. God wanted to let Moses see the land of Canaan, which he gave to the people, the children of Israel, as their possession. Put yourself in Moses' place for a second. He was high up on a mountain with an excellent view of the Promised Land. He had worked very hard for over 40 years to get to this place. And brought the people to it also. He had done what his master had told him to do. He was probably sad. He was probably disappointed that he didn't get to go in. But he knew something better was coming for him. He got to be present with the Lord himself in his kingdom forever and ever. Father, thank you for your patience with us. And thank you for correcting us when we do not listen. The time you have given us to here on earth is precious. Please help us to remember what you are teaching us with your word. You have drawn us a perfect map to get to your kingdom. Please help us follow it. Amen.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.